Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There are many things in the world that we could complain about. We could look at the world and say that indeed, there are many things that are wrong with the world around us. Find many people or institutions or countries to blame for the world's problems. And especially when we look at chaos in the world now, and difficulty and destruction and war and bloodshed, we can point the finger at others and look to human resources to fix these problems. Well, here in our Old Testament reading, there is an impending disaster. There is a problem in the world, an impending problem for the people of Nineveh. The prophet Jonah tells them that in 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown. There's disaster coming. It looks like they are going to perish. And what do the people of Nineveh do? Do they try to stop the disaster by their own resources? Do they try to run away from the disaster? They do none of these things. Instead, they repent of sin in sackcloth and ashes. The king puts aside his royal robes, and even he himself puts on sackcloth and sits in ashes, and commands that his people also repent. He commands that they too fast, that they cry out mightily to God, in hopes that God will relent of the disaster that he is planning. This is the response of the people of Nineveh to the judgment of God, to the evils around them, is to repent of their own sin. In the face of the evil that is coming upon them, they see that the problem is in themselves, that they are the ones who need to stop their wickedness and repent, to be sorry for what they have done wrong. And we see that they believe God. Not only are they sorry, but they believe God and what he says through the prophet Jonah and turn at the preaching of Jonah. Jesus commends them in the New Testament. When he's speaking to the people of his day, he says that the people of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment and condemn that generation because the people of Nineveh were ones who repented at the preaching of Jonah. And yet there were those there in Jesus' day who were not repenting, even though the very Son of God was there before them. People who were not understanding in their day that they had sin within themselves that they needed to repent of, that they needed to confess their wickedness, and they needed to believe in Jesus Christ as their only Savior from sin. It is always easier to look outside of ourselves at all the problems in the world and find someone else or something else to blame. And in our culture, to find some man-made solution for the problem. To look to what man has built or man can do to try to stop the evils that we see around us. But we have to recognize that the problem is not just outside of us. The problem is inside each and every human heart. Because even the worst dictator, even the most oppressive regime, they are filled with people like us, human beings descended from Adam, part of the same human race, the same human family, who are all sinners and are all under the judgment of God, apart from Christ. And this is on display for us tonight, on this Ash Wednesday. And when we take ashes and put them on our foreheads and speak what God spoke at the fall into sin. After Adam and Eve had sinned, God told them that they were dust, and to dust they would return. Death that we face mortality is a reminder that we are sinners, that the problem lies inside of us, not just outside of us in everything else or everybody else or some politician or some leader. The problem is also inside of us, that we are sinners like everyone else who need to be cleansed of sin and washed and forgiven. And this is also on display because the ashes that we put on our foreheads are made of palms. And you probably remember palms from Palm Sunday. But not only on Palm Sunday do we see palms in the Bible, we also see palms in the book of Revelation, where when John sees a vision of heaven, he sees people clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. The people of God who are pure and white and holy are there with palm branches. And I imagine that those palm branches are not black, but they are green. They have life. But here we see palm branches that have been burned and are black and are dead. A reminder that the life that we should have enjoyed and could have forever with God, by our sins, we had turned from life to death, from green to black. And so what hope is there? Well, also on display for us tonight is the fact that these ashes on our foreheads are in the shape of a cross, to remind us that all of that sin, the black, dark evil of our sin, was placed upon Jesus on the cross. And he suffered all of it, took it into himself to pay for it, to wash us clean, and to mark us with his cross in baptism. So that though we should be separated from God because of our sins, we have been given new life in our baptism, when we were joined to Jesus and we were washed of that sin. And then we look forward not to blackened palms, to palms turned to ash in heaven, but we look forward to being with God forever, with palm branches in our hands, celebrating the victory that our Lord has won over sin and death and the devil. That he has won the victory for us to make us his own. That he has washed us. That the robes that we will wear are washed in the blood of the Lamb that he shed on the cross for our sins. And we are pure and white and holy. And we will stand before God forever in that. And then we will not have any evil inside of us, and we will not experience any evil outside of us. We will not see the evils of this world anymore. We will not hunger or thirst anymore, because our Lord will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and he will be our shepherd forever. And so even on this Ash Wednesday, as we mourn over our sins, and the fact that it was because of those sins that our Lord went to the cross, and that it took the death of the Son of God to pay for them, we rejoice that he has won the victory, and that we are his people, we are his children, and he has borne this evil. And whatever evils we see around us, whatever evils and sin and death we see inside of us, we know that our Lord has paid for it, and we take it to him at the cross, and we receive his forgiveness. As we received it tonight, and we will receive it again in his body and his blood, shed to pay for that sin. Now may the peace of God, that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds, through faith in Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen.